On Mondays, our business report focuses on technology. Today, AT&T stakes its claim on the wireless industry. AT&T is buying Bell South in a stock deal valued at $67 billion. The two companies jointly own Singular, and once the deal is completed, AT&T would have total control of the growing venture. The purchase of Bell South is the latest in a string of takeovers by AT&T Chairman Ed Whitaker. USA Today telecommunications reporter Leslie Cawley joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is AT&T's strategy here?
One of the prime drivers of this deal is the singular wireless asset that's jointly owned by Bell South and AT&T. And by buying Bell South, AT&T takes control of Singular, makes it a lot easier in the marketplace in terms of selling services under the single brand name of AT&T.
And the point of taking control of Singular is what? Expanding big time into the wireless industry?
Well, it's already the number one cell phone company in the country, but this allows AT&T to put its brand, one seamless brand name, over the entire panoply of services it offers. That would include wireless, which accounts for about a third of AT&T's revenues at this point, so it's not insignificant.
Now, this is not the old AT&T, but it feels like, but it's certainly starting to look like it.
It certainly does, and a lot of people in Washington, even as of Sunday afternoon when the deal was first announced, were expressing alarm because at this point what you have are two companies, Verizon and AT&T, together own 6 out of the 7 original regional Bell phone companies. And the only standalone company at this point is Qwest, which is an amalgam of the old U.S. West asset and the new Qwest long-distance component. And that is Qwest. It's not doing very well. It was coming up on bankruptcy. There was a lot of discussion about the company going to bankruptcy a couple of years ago. But in any event, that's right. What you have is some people feel it is a reconstitution to a certain extent of the old Ma Bell telephone monopoly.
This deal still has to be approved by regulators, will they?
Since the big Bell spree started some years ago, regulators have approved every single Bell merger. And so history would say, yes, they will approve it. But that said, there is some alarm in that, to the earlier question, this is reconstitution of the phone company.
USA Today reporter Leslie Cawley is the author of End of the Line, The Rise and Fall of AT&T. Thank you.
Thank you very much.